All right, take your Bibles now, and I want you to turn to Exodus chapter 20. We're going through a series of messages on the Ten Commandments. I think our society and our church and our Christians need to be reminded of the Ten Commandments and what they teach. We have the Ten Commandments, we have the Decalogue, then we have, of course, the Mosaic economy, the Mosaic law, but there are some laws that are for all people, for all times, and Christ verifies these Ten Commandments in every way in the New Testament. Some of those laws, like the old sabbatical law that we preached about last week, are not laws that are binding on us today as far as that particular day and all that went with the Mosaic code. But we, of course, are to have a day where we have a day of rest and a day of worship. To the believer, that is the Lord's Day. That's our day today. Now we want to talk about a very important thing that I'm afraid our society has strayed away from a lot, and even among Christians. If you'll look at Exodus 20 and verse 12, this is the fifth of the commandments. If you get the first four right and tie this one in, then the other five are not going to be a great problem for you. Shouldn't be. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, just one verse here. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Let me read that one more time. Look at it carefully. Honor. Didn't say always obey, but we'll talk about that. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth, upon the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. This is a very important principle of life that God gives us in His Word. There are people who would not go out and kill somebody, nor would they go rob a bank, but they wouldn't give it a second thought about dishonoring their mother or their father. This is important to God, ladies and gentlemen, that mothers and fathers are honored at all times by their children. How long are you to honor your father and mother? All your life and all their life. And that is what the Word of God clearly and plainly is teaching us, that we obey our mother and our father all of their life, and all of your life. Now, honoring them does include obeying them when you are younger and when you are in their home and you're under their tutorship and their leadership. Until you come to that age of adulthood, you are to, at home, obey your parents. Now, let's go to Ephesians, just a second, chapter 6, and show you that the New Testament certainly backs this up, and if anything, amplifies it, where he says, Paul writing to the Christians, the believers at Ephesus, and he gives this instruction: children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is optional. I'm sorry, I misread that. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Not the first commandment, but the first one with promise, which has to do with longevity of life. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And there's some more instruction to parents, but this is the focus of our attention today, is that you should, as a child, obey your parent. You're to do that. Now, there might come a place where you've got to choose between God and them, and then you have a different set of things that come into play, just like as the government. If the government tells us to go against God, we have to say, I'm sorry, I'm going to do what God says, not what the government says to do. I'm going to follow God. But generally speaking, and that covers a lot of territory, children are supposed to obey their parents in the Lord. Now, we have children's church. I wish they were in here this morning. If I'd have thought about it, we might have brought them in here. But we do have other children here. And we do have some teenagers here, a good group of teenagers. And let me tell you, it's not an option, teenager. God says you're to obey your parents in the Lord. Obey them. And you may not agree with them, and you may think they're old-fashioned. Unfortunately, in society, some of our children, even some of the teenagers, would refer in a way of disdain to their parents by saying, "My old man." Listen, don't say that around me. I'll scold you. He's not your old man. He's your father. He's your dad, if you want to use that term. Or you might want to talk about your mother in a way of disdain. That's not a good idea. You see, God says they have the stewardship of your life, and you as a child are to obey your parents, period. Obey your parents. That is so vital and so important, and God does not mince words about talking about it. Now, there will come a time when you are no longer supposed to continue to obey your parents. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Say amen. Some of you husbands are scared to death to say that. Some of you wives are scared to death to say that. And some of you punched your husband when I said that. The time comes when you're not supposed to obey your mother and dad. A boy who always obeys his mother all his life never becomes a man. A girl who always obeys her mother all her life never truly becomes what the Bible talks about in being a real woman. There comes a time that you're no longer under the obligation to obey your parents. Parents, you need to remember that. And husbands and wives, you need to remember that. When you leave that home and when you go into adulthood, you assume responsibility. Now, you're to honor them, and they hopefully have taught you the right things, and don't get away from those principles, but you no longer have to obey every desire and every wish they have. You husbands, if you have to go back and ask mom and papa what you're to do at your home and what to buy and what not to buy, I'm not against getting advice and some good advice if you want to ask that, but if your mom and dad's trying to tell you how to run your home and you think you've got to obey them, you don't really have to do that. Listen to their advice, but you don't have to obey them. And if you do, you're going to make some real mistakes in your marriage and in your life. That time comes that you don't have to obey them. You've got to make those decisions. And you have to stand up as a man and as a woman, and you have to accept the responsibility of adulthood. I find that becoming a little harder for some of our young singles and young folks today. You need to, when you hit that spot, you need to understand you have some responsibilities and that you no longer have to obey every whim of your mother and your daddy. Now, that does not mean that you do not honor them. It makes no difference how long you live or they live. You are to honor, not obey, but honor your mother and your dad. And I would venture a guess today there's some folks in this building right here, right now, who are violating this commandment. I visit enough nursing homes to know that a lot of Christians are neglecting and not honoring their mothers and their daddies. The only people that come to see them, not the children, but maybe some of the staff of the church, maybe the pastor, that type thing. That should not be the case. We're to honor them all of our life. Lift them up and show them respect. My dad and I remember we disagreed on one theological point about eschatology. And he knows the difference now. He's with the Lord. And he knows I was right. But... But I remember he kept telling me, "I don't know why J. Frank Norris and you guys and so, why y'all believe that?" And he just kept on, and I would talk with him about it. Finally, one day, I realized he was very upset with his son. But out of honor and respect, I didn't compromise, but I just said this to him. I said, Dad, you might be right. I didn't say you are right. I said you might. Well, he said, praise the Lord. Maybe you'll get it. But it had to do with just something that I consider very important as far as eschatology. I'm just simply saying we can still honor them. We can do that in the right way. Now, there's a promise with this. Number one, it does have a promise here to the individual for longevity. In other words, if you want to live a long life, and most of us want to do that, God's put that in us. It's a natural thing to want to keep living. I mean, God just puts that there. I'm ready to go. I mean, I've got all that taken care of. I mean, prepared. I'm just not quite ready yet. I'm you know, Lord, any time is all right for the rapture. But as far as death, I'd like to just sort of hold it off a little while. Isn't that normal? That's natural. And longevity is taught in the Bible as a normal thing to desire in your life, to want to live a long time. The Bible talks about gray hair. Boy, I'm so glad that's in there. He says it represents wisdom. I'm getting wiser all the time. Look at my sideburns. They're very wise. But if you want to have longevity of life, there's a promise with it. Listen to me. That you honor your mother and daddy, not only when you're at home, but afterwards, it has something to do with it. The Bible doesn't enlarge on that very much, but it is to the individual. I also believe that there is a broader statement here that's being said, and that is that, and many Bible scholars believe it takes this into account here too, and that is longevity of a society, of a nation. If we want our nation to last and be strong a long time, then we better honor this principle. Nations that honor this principle, along with these others, but this one, honor thy father and thy mother, I believe those nations last longer. And you see, the more our country has gotten away from that, the more these dirty, rotten liberals and these secular humanists have taught our children to disobey parents, and that you have all of your rights and they have no rights, and that the state owns the child. My friend, that has not helped us one iota, one iota. Hasn't helped us one bit. We better get back to the time when children obey their parents. You parents that think it's funny to let your children disobey you and run around like wild Comanches, and that's not a term of disdain, but run around like that, I got to be politically correct, run around wildly, then friend, you think you're doing them a favor and you're falling right in to the way it ought to be, you're so wrong. Amen. You must teach your children to obey you. Somebody was telling me the other day about their son, one of our members, who was applying for a job. And as he was applying for that job, there were probably, I don't know, 40 or 50 who wanted the same job. You know, that's sort of the way it is nowadays, isn't it? But you know why he got the job? Because he said, yes, sir, to the man interviewing, no, sir, to the man interviewing him. You say, that's old-fashioned. Well, so is honesty. So is math. So is 2 and 2 equals 4. That's right, isn't it? Amen. Yeah, okay. Thought I'd check with Brother Johnson. You see, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with teaching your children to respect authority. That's why it's probably better to call the pastor than to say, refer to him by his first name. Not that I have to have that ego trip, but I think it's the office. It's the office. And I'm just simply saying that as a nation, we need to get back to the sacredness of the family and to the fact that parents should be honored and obeyed and children should be taught right. And when we do that in our society, then we have a stronger society. That simply means that in America we need a revival, and we need to get back to the Word of God and get back to those things. But there's no excuse for any Christian who is sitting in a Bible-believing church to not practice this principle. Now, parents, let me say this to you. You should be honorable. You ought to deserve a little of the honor you get. What do you mean, preacher? You should live the kind of life that reflects the glory of God. If you're not living the life and you're disobedient to your heavenly Father, then what right do you have to really demand or expect your children to honor you like they should? Now, it goes together. If you honor God, if you honor the Father, if you live for Him, if you're obedient to God, you go to church, you teach them how to tithe, and you teach them how to live for God, and you teach them what's morally right and morally wrong, and you practice those same things. What kind of parent is it that says, I visit them a lot of times. We run across this in the bus ministry. And you'll go out and maybe try to get them in church, and they'll say, well, I'm just not for church, but I send my children. I want them to be there. Well, that's better than them not being there. But what's better than them going by themselves would be that you wake up on Sunday morning. First of all, you might need to get saved. And secondly, wake up on Sunday morning, get in the house of God, and take them yourself. As I said to you last week, it wasn't a question, are we going to go to church on Sunday around my house? When I was a kid, we just got up and got ready, and we knew we were going to church. Same thing Sunday night, same thing Wednesday night. That's just the way it was. That's one reason I respected my mother and my daddy so very much. I loved them and I respected them. And tried to honor them until the day they went home to be with the Lord. Because I knew that they were sincere. Were they perfect? No. Are you perfect? No. Nobody's perfect. That doesn't change the fact that they should be honored. And I believe my parents reflected the glory of God. They taught me the principles of to have some things happen. You need to learn to work. That work is not a dirty four-letter word. It's a good word. They taught me honesty. My mother hammered that over and over and over and over in my mind. My mother cared enough for me. Boy, she would turn up sometimes and I'd say, that's my mother. What's she doing here? And boy, I was glad she was there. I don't know why, I don't know how she found out where I was. Oh, I know some of you. You're looking at me real hard. I know none of you ever did anything like that. Never, 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 never. But there were some times I thank God for a godly mother who was watching after who I was running around with and who I was with, and said, that boy has bad character. You don't need to run around with him. And see, parents, you ought to meet who your kids are running around with. Have them over. Let them spend the night. You say, well, I don't want to take the time. You'd be wise to take the time. Let them spend the night, find out what they're about, and you'll be wiser for it. Thank God that I had parents that were honorable, and I'm glad to this very day that they were honorable parents. And that's the kind of parent we need to be. Now, we have a great example of that. Now, Adam didn't have a mother or daddy. He had an unusual situation, didn't he? Well, I know God was his father and so on and so forth. But there he was. God created Adam, and Adam had his senses. And Adam, as I said the other day, named the animals. He had intelligence in all of that. And Eve also. All of that was together. God made them that way. But when Jesus decided to send the second Adam into the world, how did he send him? He sent the second Adam into the world as a little baby. I wonder why he did that. A number of reasons, but one of the reasons I think was for him to illustrate to us how you should treat your parents. Baby Jesus grew up. Luke 2:48, there was a time when Christ had remained at the temple and his mother couldn't find him. And that was a mother's heart to know where her child was. And that's the way it ought to be. And so she went back and basically said, do you realize this has caused us a little concern? And he said to her, and when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. We didn't know what happened to you, and somehow you got lost in the mix, and we were worried, we were concerned about you. His answer, Luke 2:49, and he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? Now, some people think that Jesus was saying to her, Bug off, Mama. You don't have any right to tell me that. That's not what he was saying to her. He said, Mother, don't you remember what you taught me? That God is important and that I should follow the Lord. And I was just sharing with those people in the temple what you had taught me and what the Father, whom I love. And you know, Mother, why I'm here. You know who I am. You know what it's all about. You know that I am the Savior and I'm the Son of God. I don't think he was being harsh to his mother at all. I think he was showing us the proper due respect, the way he answered her. Later on, we know that that is verified because in Luke 2:51, listen, and he went down, who is that? Jesus. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. He was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. You see, he was a compliant child as long as he was under their home and leadership. Now, we don't know really what happened to Joseph, but we do know that he continued in years of obedience, but the day came when that obedience to his mother ended. And that day came when he was to be about his father's business. That day came when he had his public ministry. And so, yet, Christ did not fail to honor his mother. As a matter of fact, while Jesus Christ was dying on the cross, suffering for your sins and my sins and paying our sin debt, Jesus looked down to John and looked down to his mother. He said, Mother, isn't that a precious term of endearment? Mother, behold thy son. And he said to that disciple, behold thy mother. In his dying moments, he was taking care of his mother, showing honor to her on the cross. There was another time in the life of Christ where he reprimanded the people for not following this principle of honoring mother and father. Not just obeying them, but honoring them. And here's what he said. He used the word Corban. They said, well, we're doing this for Corban. In other words, the funds that they were using were funds that were being used at the service at the altar. And they were taking funds and money and using it for a rather good purpose. But at the same time, they were neglecting their parents and their needs. And Jesus, and this sort of runs against the grain to especially maybe a lot of our tradition and maybe some of the things that we have felt was so important, and not realizing this, but he said these funds should have been used to help out your parents. He reprimanded them for it. He said, now, I'm not saying that God says don't tithe or use your tithe for that. That's not the principle. We don't go against that. But there are some discretionary funds after your tithes and offerings to the Lord. God says that everything does not have to go to the church or the mission field. Now, I know that's strange language for a pastor, but everything does not have to. There is a responsibility financially for you to help your mother and your daddy after they are older if they have a need. There's a responsibility for that to be done. And Jesus reprimanded them. And I think he's the authority, don't you? He reprimanded them for that. Help your parents. Take care of them. Be sure that they are taken care of as comfortably as they can be and cared for like they should. Now, what's God saying to us? What is this commandment saying to us today? The best thing you can do to be an honored parent, if you want to be honored, two things you need to do. Number one, be saved. There's not a parent here, I don't think, that would say, I want my children to die and go to hell. A parent like that would be insane. I don't know of any parent that would think. I've met a few that I wondered about. I don't know. I mean, the way they did and what they said. But why in the world would you say, I don't want them to go to hell, and I want them to be saved, but I'm not going to be saved? The first thing you need to do, mother and dad, is be born again. Come to Christ. Be saved so that you can be a proper mother, proper daddy, and show them that you're honorable and how to honor God and how it ought to work. We honor Him, and then He honors us and blesses us. We honor our children honor us. That's God's plan, that works, and that's the way it should be. But first, to get all that right, you need to be saved. And then after that, after you trust Christ, you need to live the right kind of life. There are parents who are not living the right kind of life. They criticize the church. They down the preacher. They make fun, question the Bible. They have habits in their life that they don't want the children to have. They want them to go to church, but they don't go to church. They want them to be faithful in the youth department, but they don't want to come. You see, you need to, number one, be saved, and then you need to be surrendered as a parent. They need to see you, Mama, reading your Bible. Amen? They need to see you, Daddy. They need to see you reading the Bible. They need to hear you taking devotions as your responsibility, however you do that, to spend a little time with your family in the Word of God, to say that I am saved and I'm living for God, and I have a little bit of the right to be honored as a Christian mother and a Christian daddy. That needs to be the case. And then very simply put, God is just saying to us, honor your mother and father. Honor them. Honor them. Whoever you are, honor them. While you're at home, while you're under their tutorship, while you're under their responsibility and all of that, you are to honor them. And to violate that is just like going out and getting drunk or committing some other sin or getting on drugs. It's a violation of the Word of God. So honor your mother and daddy. And then when they get older and you get older, you don't have to obey them. But God says you better honor them. And that has something to do with the blessings of God and how long you live. Let's stand, please. Let's bow our heads just a moment. You know how God has spoken to you by His Word, and I pray that you would react accordingly. If you're here without Christ, come and be saved. If you're a child, if your mom and daddy is a Christian, you won't get saved. You're not getting saved. You're not honoring them. You need to be saved. You need to come to Christ too. And I hope you'll do it today. There are some that need to sort of get this thing right about honoring your mother and daddy. Some of the kids here maybe need to get something right about that. Been a little stubborn, a little rebellious, a little smart aleck, a little talk back to mom and daddy type attitude. You need to get that right. Work on it. And if you're here without Christ, be saved. Father, please speak to our hearts. I believe you have already. Please give us the wisdom to be obedient to the Word of God. Lord, I believe some of our folks need to go home this afternoon and pick up the phone and call their mother, call their daddy. Thank them and love them and show them how much they love them. I think some probably need to go by the nursing home this afternoon or as soon as they can and visit with them. Check and see if their needs are being met. I think there are some that might be in rebellion that they might need to come. Maybe walk over to their mother and daddy and say, I've had the wrong attitude. Forgive me. Let's go pray. God, help us to obey this commandment. In Jesus' name we pray.